last week. I was getting paid to you. I remember this kitchen.
That'd be a four.
2 weeks ago, I'm not sure what I was here. Nobody told me. How much did you get paid to you? Right. We had this year.
Raised on the show, how can this be for? Chavod. That's good enough. I'll play with this one. This one's fine.
With your permission. Parashat Vayera. The Torah tells us that Hashem is a little bit upset at Moshe. And Hashem tells Moshe, after last week, Moshe complained to Hashem, why did Hashem send him? And he did tell Hashem he doesn't want to go. Hashem tells him that I don't understand. Why are you complaining to me? I did reveal myself to Abraham, Yitzchak, and Yaakov. And Hashem said that, but I did not reveal to them the way I revealed myself to you. The Torah explained the way Chachamim explained. But even though you read in the Torah, it says, Vayomer Hashem el Abraham, Hashem spoke to Yitzchak, Hashem spoke to Yaakov. When you look at the text, Hashem is written with four letters. That's how we know Hashem. Yud and Hei, Vav and Hei. He pronounced it Amunai. But the way it says, usually, it says Yud and Hei, Vav and Hei. But this is something that Hashem reveals himself. It's called Shem HaRachamim, the name of mercy. And Hashem tells Moshe, look, even though that Avraham, Yitzchak, Yaakov heard me, but when they tried to connect themselves to me, excuse me, I only revealed to them in the name of what's called Kel Shakai, Aleph and Lamed, Shin and Dalet and Yud. I never revealed myself as the way I revealed myself to you. You're the first one. And when I reveal myself to you, I reveal myself to you in a way that is this name of mercy. It means even though that you saw some kind of difficulties coming to Am Yisrael, you have to understand there is some kind of a method of calculation that I do. And you complain to me. Nevertheless, Avraham, Yitzchak, and Yaakov, I never revealed myself to them in this concept of mercy. They never complained to me. So why did you complain to me? This is in the text. That's the first sentence that Hashem says. I did reveal myself to Abraham, Yitzchak, and Yaakov in a different way. And that way that I revealed myself, this it's a name that doesn't show so much mercy. And they still didn't complain to me. Even though maybe they had the right. Hashem said they should ask me something. And you saw me, so-called what it means. You saw my entity in a different way. That's a different of mercy. Because I revealed myself to you. So how can we complain? So the first question is, so what is it? Why? Why Hashem did not reveal himself to Avraham, Yitzchak, and Yaakov? Why only to Moshe? He says, what's wrong if Hashem would reveal himself to Avraham, Yitzchak, and Yaakov in the name that we know Hashem? It's a Yud and a Hei, Vav and Hei, there's four letters. Instead, Hashem revealed himself to them in five letters. It's called Kel Shakai. It means it's not merciful name. Says, why they don't deserve it? I'm thinking of don't deserve. And Hashem should reveal himself. And then Hashem continues. In the same sentence, in the same episode, the same paragraph, Hashem continues and says, tell Moshe, Moshe, Lachin, I swear. Emol of Israel, Ani Hashem, go tell Israel, I'm Hashem. Whatever it means. And here comes Hashem with, if you may say, five statements what Moshe should tell Israel. The first statement, Hashem tells me, he said to Am Yisrael, Otzeti etchem, I should take you out. This is me, mitachat tiblot Mitzrayim. From the burden of the Egyptians. Second statement told them, Vitzalti etchem avodotam, I should save you from the hard labor. Next statement told them, Galti etchem zandam shvatim dolim, I'm going to redeem you with a strong, stretched arm. And the next one, ולקחתי אתכם לי לעם. I'm going to take you to be my nation. And then the fifth one is, הבאתי אתכם אל הארץ, I'm going to take you to ארץ ישראל, אשר נשאתי את ידי, that I swore in my chair. I swore in my chair. נתתי אותה לאברהם ליצחק ליעקב. Hashem tells Moshe, go tell Am Israel those four languages, really five. But the Gemara considers the mainly the first four, and Gemara says, Yerushalmi, it is our custom to drink four cups of wine. Tonela Seder, it's because Hashem here tells Moshe Rabbeinu, I swear that I'm going to first take you out. I'm going to save you, I'm going to redeem you, I'm going to take you to be my nation. So every cup, it says in Shulchan Aruch, it says in the Gemara, when you drink the first cup of wine, it's Kiddush, so what do you have to have in mind? Of course it's Kiddush, but it means also you have to have in mind, Hashem promised to take us out of Engelut. Also from great. The second cup, it's Al Tiyadchem Avodatam. You're not going to be a slave anymore here in America. The next one, Galti Yadchem, Hashem is going to redeem us. And the next one is, Hashem will take us to be His nation. This is the four cups of wine. This is called the night of redemption, Leila Geula, Leila Pesach. It's because of the four cups of wine. So this is when you read the Gemara, you read the Mishnah, in Pesachim, you see the whole Leila Seder is the wine. The whole Leila Seder is the wine. And in the Mishnah, the Gemara tells us how to behave on the night of the Leila Seder, so the Mishnah tells us the instructions. How to do it, it's a guideline. It says, Mazgul Okos Rishon, Mazgul Okos Sheni. It says, the whole thing is a wine. So what's so important about the wine? It says, the halacha is that the person must have wine for the night of the Leila Seder, and even a poor person has to sell his clothing and to rent himself out for the wine. Not for the matzah, for the wine. You must have wine in the first night of Pesach. You must have wine. There's a wine, because the wine has to do with the four sentences of redemption that Hashem promised Moshe Rabbeinu. But Hashem says, he emphasizes it, not only he swears in his chair. What does it mean Hashem swears in his chair? Swears in the chair. For what Hashem swears in the chair? So the Gemara tells us the following. There are six things Hashem had in mind before He created this world. Two of them, Hashem decided and created, and four of them, Hashem was just thinking about. The two that Hashem created before He created this world, the first one is the Torah. And the Gemara says the reason for that is that the Torah is the blueprint of this world, and Hashem, after He wrote the Torah, of course it's not exactly the Torah that we have, but it means the sentences are sentenced in a different way. It says the same letters, but not in the same position. So you can skip a few letters. Also, they have codes. Same thing by skipping some letters. But the Gemara says, the Zohar says, Hashem first wrote the Torah, the first thing. Before He decided to create this world, He wrote the Torah. And the Torah was second as an architect. First He makes a plan. This is the plan. The second thing Hashem created was His chair. The four things Hashem was thinking to make it One, the first one, the Gemara says, is Avraham, Yitzchak, and Yaakov. Hashem did not decide if 100%, if it's going to be Avraham, Yitzchak, and Yaakov. He didn't decide it. He said, maybe I'll have Yitzchak and Yaakov. Then, Eretz Yisrael. Then, the name of Mashiach. Hashem did not decide what Mashiach's name is going to be. And then Bet HaMikdash. Those four things the Gemara says, Hashem had in mind. But two things, as we said before, Hashem made his chair. Hashem made his chair. What does Hashem need a chair? Actually, the Torah says, the Gemara explained, the second sentence in Sefer Bereshit, earth was deserted. Hashem flies over the water. So Gemara says, what do you mean Hashem flies over? Gemara says, the chair of Hashem. It means, before Hashem created this world, first the galaxy was full of water. While the galaxy is full of water, there was no earth yet. Then Hashem shot inside the water a ball of snow. And that ball of snow expanded. And then Hashem flies over with his chair over the water. Earth is not being seen yet. It's only the second day. It's really the third day. On third day, HaKadosh Baruch Hu told the ocean for the water to keep one side, and then earth was seen. Until Tuesday morning, probably Tuesday morning, earth wasn't seen. But in the meantime, Hashem flew two days over the water with his chair. What is his chair? What do you need his chair for? What does it mean? Of course, it means a spiritual chair, but still, we call it a chair. The chair is a very important part. I said, there's a sentence in the Tanakh. Hashem zichal dovad, Hashem zichal dovad. The chair of Hashem is forever, for generations. I said, what does Hashem need a chair for? He doesn't sit. What is his chair? The Gemara tells us, the Mashiach will come, the name of Yerushalayim is going to be changed to the chair of Hashem. It's pasuk in the Tanakh, in Yirmiyahu. And the Gemara says, not only Yerushalayim, Bet HaMikdash. He's not going to call Bet HaMikdash. He said, where are you going? You go to the chair. What is the chair? Yeah. The name of Yerushalayim, the name of Bet HaMikdash is going to be a chair. Pasuk. I said, well, again, I don't understand what the chair is all about. How important the chair is. How important it is. Gemara tells us the following. When Am Yisrael did the golden calf, while Moshe was still in Shemaim, Hashem told Moshe, Am Yisrael did the golden calf, and Hashem wants to destroy all of Israel. So, and Hashem tells Moshe, I will Hashalom al I'll kill all of Israel and I'll make you to a big nation. And the Gemara says that Moshe answered Hashem like this. He says, listen, you ever see a chair that can stand on three legs? Usually a chair has four, right? So we already had a chair with three legs. And Moshe said the three legs are Avraham, Yitzchak, and Yaakov. And you see that Am Israel, they are stand on a chair, or you stand on a chair, that the legs are Avraham, Yitzchak, and Yaakov, and you want to kill everybody from that, from those legs, and you want to make me as head of the nation as a one leg. So Moshe refers himself to one leg, and compares Avraham, Yitzchak, and Yaakov to three legs. But really, a chair has four legs. Chachamim say, look what it means, the chair of Hashem. Actually, the chair of Hashem, of course, has four legs. But three of the legs are Avraham, Yitzchak, and Yaakov. And the fourth leg is Moshe Rabbeinu. And then he comes to Gemara and explains to us like this. He says, in this world, when HaKadosh Baruch Hu created this world, he created the chair first. And the chair of HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the behavior of the people. The way the Torah painted Abraham's behavior, then Yitzchak and Yaakov, it means you were eligible and qualified and had the merit, so-called, to build Hashem's chair. And that's what it means. Hashem made a chair, and Hashem wants to see if the chair is going to be a chair. For example, the Gemara says, after Amalek came and attacked Am Israel, Hashem's chair is broken. This is with the sins or the misbehavior of people. What they do is they break Hashem's chair. Gemara says, Ki yad al kes ka, milchama al Hashem ba'amalek. It says, the chair of Hashem is called kes. Gemara says, what is kes? It says, kiseh. It's three letters. Gemara says, no. It's called only two letters. It's called kes. Gemara says, what happened? It says, Amalek's behavior, he had some kind of power to break Hashem's chair. Hashem's chair only doesn't have now four legs. Melchama al Hashem Amalek. Hashem is going to fight Amalek midor dor. This is forever. This is why? Because Amalek broke Hashem's chair. Our job, Chachamim said, this is the secret of a chair. The secret of a chair is in Bet HaMikdash. There's only one chair. No one has a chair in Bet HaMikdash. Who has the chair? The Gemara says, David HaMelech and the descendants of David. Because the secret is that after Moshe Rabbeinu complained to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he lost the privilege to be a leg of a chair. But when Hashem revealed himself to Moshe, he tells Moshe, listen, I want to explain to you something, Moshe. You see, I created a chair. So-called, of course, it's a spiritual chair. I created a chair before creation. And the first leg is Abraham, the second leg is Yitzchak, the third is Yaakov. You see, but it means my name was not revealed yet to the public, because I'm going to reveal my name to the public when my chair is completed. My chair is not completed. And therefore, I never revealed myself to Abraham, Yitzchak, and Yaakov in a four-letter name, that each letter of that name refers to one leg. Hashem has a chair, has four legs. Hashem's name has four letters, Yud and Hei Vav and Hei. As long as the chair is not completed, Hashem did not reveal himself, because Hashem's name is not completed, because the chair is not completed. Here came Avraham Avinu to this world. This the Gemara says, Hashem did not decide yet about Avraham, Yitzchak, and Yaakov, unless Hashem will test them. After Hashem tested Avraham Avinu, and tested Yitzchak Avinu, tested Yaakov Avinu, and passed the test, then they made the leg. Avraham Avinu had 10 tests. After 10 tests, Hashem told him, okay, now I know that you really have fear of me. Now I know that you behave. Not the first leg. Yitzchak Avinu, the way he had the episodes with Avimelech and other episodes, second. And Yaakov Avinu, whatever he went through in his life, is the third leg. Hashem tells Moshe, listen, look, I never revealed myself to Moshe Yaakov. He says, Hashem, why didn't you? Why didn't you reveal? He says, I couldn't. The chair was not completed. But you, Moshe, now you're 8 years old. I revealed myself to you. Because now the chair is completed. Because you, leg number four. Now, since you complained to me, David HaMelech is going to be the fourth leg. And that's the Gemara says, the chair in Bet HaMikdash was only for David HaMelech. He says, why it's David HaMelech? Because he had the privilege to finish Hashem's chair again. And actually, the Navi says that Shlomo HaMelech sat on the chair. So the Gemara says, the chair of Hashem. Shlomo says, the chair of Hashem. What the chair of Hashem? It means since David HaMelech finished the chair by the way he acted, controlled himself, his humbleness, Anochi Tolad, everyone says, I'm a worm, gave up everything, even Shaul was running up to kill him for nothing. It says he had the privilege to finish Hashem's chair. The Navi says, Hashem put Shlomo on his own chair, on Hashem's chair. That's what this is really the secret of this is Parasham. There are four languages of redemption, says the Gemara, that each language is a cup of wine in Leila Seder. What it means is the job on Pesach is to complete Hashem's chair. That's why Hashem writes in the Parasha, Hashem said, I swear in my chair. Hashem says, swear in the chair. Why Hashem says, swear in the chair? After Hashem said the four languages of redemption, and he tells Moshe, go tell Israel, I'm going to take you out of Egypt, I'm going to save you, I'm going to redeem you, I'm going to take you to be my nation, Hashem said, I'm going to swear in my chair to take you to Eretz Israel. And Eretz Israel you get when Hashem's chair is finished. That's what the Gemara says, Hashem never decided about Eretz Israel after Mikdash yet. Hashem first created the Torah. This is the blueprint of this world. Then Hashem made a chair. And the chair is open. Let's see if we are going to complete the chair for Hashem. But Hashem does not. Hashem of course doesn't want to know. This is the choice. But Hashem did not decide. Yes, Bet HaMikdash, no Bet HaMikdash. Yes, Eretz Yisrael, no Eretz Yisrael. Yes, the name of Mashiach, no. What is the name of Mashiach? I said, look, the Gemara says. Hashem decided Chizkiyahu should be Mashiach. And one day there was a siege on Yerushalayim. And Chizkiyahu prayed to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and Yishayahu promised him. And the morning he got up and saw millions of soldiers dead. The Gemara says, what is supposed to do right the first thing that you see such a scenery? Gemara said, Chizkiyahu should have sang. Should have said Nishmat Kolcha. That's Chachamim say, if somebody has a Yeshua or something, it's the first thing you have to say Nishmat Kolcha. Think HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It says, Chizkiyahu saw the biggest miracle. Millions of soldiers died. The night before, they were about to attack Yerushalayim, dead. So he gets up in the morning, he looks outside the window. The Gemara says, Hashem wanted him to make Mashiach. He should be a Mashiach. Hashem regretted. That's why. Misbehavior. Nothing is wrong with the keeping the mitzvot. Chizkiyahu was a major tzaddik. Everybody learned Torah. The Gemara says, Chizkiyahu gave free oil to the whole nation. They should sit down at night and learn Torah at night. The Gemara says, the miracle that Hashem made, the zechut of Chizkiyahu, gave free oil to everybody. But, Musar, behavior, the way he did not say anything to HaKadosh Baruch Hu in the morning, miss Mashiach. The Gemara says that Hashem did not reveal who is going to be in Mashiach. It has to do with the behavior. It has to do with how tzaddik he is. It says the Musar, the behavior. Come to HaKadosh Baruch Hu and say, listen, Moshe, go tell Israel what I tell you. The way you complain, there is no right to complain. Because you don't understand. Because I revealed myself to you with four letters, Hashem's name, because the chair is completed. Now I swear in my chair. So what happened? Because the chair is completed, I can swear in my chair. But I'm telling you, the Gemara Zohar says, I tell you that you did something very bad. You don't complain to me. By the way, tell Israel this. All those four languages of redemption, this is the key to go to Israel. So you don't move to Israel. You move to Israel when the chair is completed. And when the chair is completed, Bizchut Avraham Yitzchak and Yaakov and David. Bizchut Avraham Yitzchak and Yaakov and Moshe. So the cups of wine, says the Gemara, says Chachamim, they drink the first cup, Kiddush. Pesach, you have to have in mind this is the first leg of the chair. Bizchut Avraham Avinu. Bizchut that he passed the 10 tests. Bizchut that he was humble. Bizchut Achnasat Orchim. I says, what does it mean? It means that we are on the path of Avraham. This is why in Pesach we have the job that we want to build the chair of Hashem. Ashata achasna b'avad Israel. It's in the letter. Open the Haggadah. It says you're going to Israel. It says you're going to Israel. Let me tell you. The Torah says you're going to Israel after the chair is completed. You go to Israel when Hashem swears in His chair. Hashem swears in the chair. The chair is completed. It says who completed Hashem's chair? Moshe said it to Hashem. Moshe said it of the golden calf. Kisem shalosh aglaim. Moshe said to Hashem, the chair has three legs. Which chair? Hashem, your chair has three legs. Because Avraham Yitzchak and Yaakov, you want to kill all of Israel and start of Israel from me, that I'm only one leg. And says, the second cup of wine, Yaptev Yitzchak Avinu. The third cup of wine is Yaakov Avinu. The fourth cup of wine in our time is David HaMelech. So that's what Chachamim say, the night of Pesach is the night of redemption. He says, who says it? Hashem says it. The Zohar says, the Gemara says, and the Gemara says, this is the crucial night, Leila Seder. This is why? Because Hashem's chair is completed. That's in the Navi, also, in see, time we meet the word chair. Says, what the chair plays such a big thing. I says, in Bet HaMikdash, only descendants of David can sit on the chair, because David completed the chair. The Gemara says, Yerovam Menevat. Grandson of Yosef came to Beit HaMikdash. He says, how come it's the one chair? Where's the chair for me? He says, you cannot sit on the chair. I said, why can't sit on the chair? He says, only the son of David can sit on the chair. I said, listen, who is the king now? He says, the king now is Rehavam, Shlomo's son. Okay, he's the king on two tribes, Binyamin and Yehuda. I'm a king on 10 tribes. Where's my chair? I said, excuse me, can't sit on the chair. I said, why can't sit on the chair? There's no explanation. I said, he went outside. And he said, no more put troops on the highways, so nobody should go to Beit HaMikdash. They have no chair for me. What's the secret about it? The secret because only David completed the chair of Hashem. That's because Hashem Kisachal, Lo. He says, the chair of Hashem is forever. Because this was the reason for creation. After the blueprint comes the chair. Rabbi Aminami.
Gentlemen, see you next.